A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
A Netflix comedy special. At a theater, a middle-aged black man with a mustache walks with a cane. He holds his right arm at an angle across his torso.
Ladies and gentlemen, start clapping your hands and make a lot of noise for Keith Robinson!
The title appears, Keith Robinson, Different Strokes. A crowd gives him a standing ovation as he approaches a mic stand. He waves and looks out over the crowd.
Oh, shit.
He grins.
God damn. Good night. That was a long-ass walk. Well, I had two strokes, man. Two. Yeah. One more, I'm gonna be Mitch McConnell.
Keith beams, then bows his head.
That's staring on.
He widens his eyes and cocks his mouth to the side.
I gotta admit, man, the first stroke wasn't shit. I'm like, what the fuck? You call this a stroke? Now the second stroke, oh shit. Now this is a stroke.
He kisses his fingers, then raises his hand.
Huh? That's what I call different strokes. I should be kicked off the stage for that shit, man.
Keith shrugs.
There's a lot of different strokes, though. There really are, man. This woman was on an investigation discovery, right? She had a stroke and became a psychotic killer. I'm like, oh, fuck. I gotta worry about that now? I'm walking down the street, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Am I gonna murder? I couldn't kill a bunny rabbit. What the fuck am I talking about, man? But everybody, every audience I go to, people know somebody who had a stroke, right? But they think they become stroke experts. Because they tell me, come here, man. Like they're selling drugs or some shit.
Keith beckons. He lifts his chin, then beckons again, slower.
My Uncle Bill had a stroke. He took 4 cups of green tea with a tablespoon of sea moss. After 6 months, no more stroke. You don't get the fuck out of my face, man. I mean, I did it. I followed.
He mimes drinking something, then counts on his fingers. He grins.
It's just a pain in the ass, man. It's stroke shit. Because now it's like, it's weird, man. I was in Philadelphia taking my grandkids boxing. You know what I mean? I get ready to try to park the car, but the UPS truck drove and took my spots, my handicapped spots. Now, when you're handicapped, you become the handicapped police. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, no, you don't. And I beep, and I point to my placard. Like it's a badge. Come on.
Keith widens his eyes and bites his lip. He points forcefully.
He gonna go, get the fuck out of here. Now I'm mad as shit, you know what I mean? I step out my car, close the door, lean against the car. I'm waiting for him to bring his ass back. And I'm against the car trying to get my balance, you know what I mean? He gonna come. I see him walking. Yo, can you come in for a minute? He come on the right side. No, could you move to the left a little bit?
Keith's right arm hangs motionless. He grins.
You know what I mean? Look at that.
He mimes punching with his left hand.
I can turn one over on him, you know what I mean? A little slip and a turn. He beat my ass, though, but, you know. A lot of people ask me, what did you learn from having a stroke? Well, I learned, you know what I mean, to live in the moment, live in the now. Never put off tomorrow what you could do today. In other words, if there's someone you want to punch, punch them now. Knock the shit out of them. You all knew how many unpunched faces are left out there?
Keith grins and lowers his gaze. He licks his lips.
Oh, shit, this stroke shit is a pain in the ass, man. I don't like it whatsoever, man. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? I'm brand new with this handicap shit. I never was handicapped before. I'm brand fucking new. Only problem with that, sometimes...
His cane falls over.
There you go. Now, some of you are clapping like, oh, yeah, that's all right. But some of you are clapping like, oh, like I'm a Special Olympic or something. Come on, you could do it.
Keith narrows his eyes and taps his chin. Mm-hmm. He puts his hand to his chest.
Oh.
A fair-haired white woman walks past the front of the stage.
Hurry up here. White girl.
The woman, Amy Schumer, joins Keith on stage.
Oh.
She sets his cane upright.
It's good to have friends, man. It's very good to have friends.
Amy bows and gestures to Keith. She leaves the stage.
No, like being handicapped, it's my first time being handicapped. I never was handicapped ever. The only problem with that, sometimes I forget that I'm handicapped. But I'm such an asshole, I found myself laughing at handicapped people. I mean, I see him walking, I'm like, ah. They're like, look at you. Oh, shit. I forgot, man.
Keith widens his eyes and touches his chest. He cracks up.
Y'all can laugh. Don't worry about me. Now I got my trusty cane. It's noisy as shit. You know what I mean? Clunk. Clunk. I gotta put tennis balls on the bottom to stop him being so fucking noisy, man. But it's just clunk, clunk, clunk. I'm walking through the village. All the homeless guys like, who that new motherfucker? I'm like, it's me. But all of a sudden, people think I'm homeless because I got a fucking cane. You know what I mean? Little white guy. I don't even have to tell him race, but he's white. He shook his box of pizza at me.
Keith mimes holding something out and tilting it up and down.
I'm wearing a Tom Ford shirt, you motherfucker. The hell on my face. But people, like, they really think I'm homeless, man. Like, this was last week. I'm walking there. Beautiful girl. She smiling at me. I smile at her. I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. This bitch. Reaches in our bag. Are you hungry, sir? Would you like a sandwich? I don't want no damn sandwich. I want some pussy. No. I didn't say that. I did not say that. I didn't say it. I thought about it, but I didn't say it. So I took the sandwich anyway.
Keith licks his lip and shifts his gaze. He smiles and looks down.
But you should be able to fuck with anybody, man, especially comics. We're comics. Anybody can mess with a little bit. You know what I mean? I wasn't voted the funniest guy in elementary, junior high school, and high school because I said nice encouraging shit. I ain't standing in front of the class. Hey, leave the fat kid with the glasses alone. But everybody can mess with, man, anybody. Like, I see comics see stuff, we say certain things. We're supposed to question the obvious. You know what I mean? Like today, in today's world, man, like kids 8, 9 years old are telling their parents how they identify. What the fuck? I can't imagine my son coming to me at 8 years old, Dad, I think I want to be trans. Oh, son, we can't afford that right now. I just bought you out a 60-pack of Fruit of Loom, goddammit. We gonna try this boy shit at least 3 more years.
Keith looks out over the audience and turns his palm upward.
Oh, come on, man. That was not a transphobic joke. That was an economic joke. Now, this is a transphobic joke, right? But everybody like, oh man, you can't say shit like that. You'll be canceled. God already canceled my right side, man.
He gestures to his immobile right arm.
What more y'all want?
He looks aside and grins.
It's all that social media shit. That's a problem. Everybody yapping. It's too much yapping. Everybody's fucking yapping and yapping and yapping. Even so-called gangsters are yapping. Yo, my name is OG Deathstrike, a shooter of the block. I pull bitches by the hand. If you like what I just said, hit that subscribe button for me.
Keith knits his brow and makes a face.
Hit the subscribe button, what the fuck? But how I got over my stroke, man. I ain't get over it, but how, you know, I like, got through it. My religion. I believe in God. You know what I mean? Any religious people out there? Wow, that's like 12 people. What the rest of you do? Go home and write manifestos? What the fuck? What the hell? Nah, man, I choose a religion with the best afterlife program. Some religions have better afterlife programs. And some religions got real shitty afterlife programs. One religion got, you get reincarnated and come back here. The fuck out my face with that shit, man. What, I'm gonna come back a white guy with a stroke? What the fuck, man? Plus, I don't fuck with any religion whose worship service don't produce R&B singers. That's for the black folks.
Keith looks into the audience and waves. He points.
You haven't laughed at a damn thing I said so far, lady. Don't look around you. She hates handicapped black men, I'm sorry. What the fuck was that laugh? I see the black, it looks good seeing black folks smiling. And I'm usually going to black neighborhood, they be the true fame.
He puts on a deep scowl.
Black folks, we don't get along until we're in an all white country. You be so happy to see another black guy, he'll be a rival gang member. Like, yo, my man!
Keith spreads his left arm out wide and raises his eyebrows.
Well, I fuck with people, man. Nobody gave me a break when I was, when I had my stroke. Not my friends gave me a break. They kept fucking with me, man. I never forget, I went to the comedy cellar, right? And I go in there, and I went my cane, clunk, clunk, clunk. And I dropped my cane, and I bent down to pick it up. And that bitch, Amy Schumer, kicked my cane across the floor.
He cracks up and shakes his head.
Asshole Chris Rock calls me Strokey Robinson. That's funny as shit, man. That is funny as shit. That's why I never understood why Jada Pinkett, who's one of the most beautiful women in the world, got upset that he called her another beautiful woman. Demi Moore is beautiful. But I know women's like, oh no, she had alopecia. Motherfucker, I had a stroke. Alopecia is one step above having severe dandruff. That was pretty funny, man. Come on. I remember, when I had my stroke, I questioned God, man. I questioned God. I was like, whatever do to deserve this stroke? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Keith raises his eyebrows and rubs his chin. He snaps.
The time I hit that homeless guy, I kept driving. Was it the time I robbed those prostitutes? Oh, come on, man, come on. You know how many prostitutes robbed me? Especially now? Where you going? Get my mic, shit. At least bring back my cane. No, but like I said, when I got out of the hospital, I went straight to Popeye's Chicken, man. You know what I mean? The drive-thru. I wasn't supposed to be driving, fucking.
He minds driving and grins.
That's where I hit that homeless guy. Chicken fingers all over the place. But y'all know, when you go to any drive-thru, when you can talk real clear, they barely understand you. They got mad at me. I mean, the guy cursed at me. I'm like, can I have? So we don't understand you. Well, can you please give me? Damn it, we don't understand you. And then I got mad. And when I get mad, I can talk real clear. I'm like, what the fuck? You're Popeye's chicken. You sell nothing but chicken.
Keith gestures forcefully and glares ahead, his eyes wide.
Guess what I want? It's not like you have a variety of shit. Can I have the duck ravioli, please? Give me my three pieces, let me get the fuck out of here, man. I know how I sound, man. You think I don't know how I sound? I know. You know what I mean? My asshole grandson says I sound like Squidward. He's a bitch-ass nigga, man. Fuck him. No, look, man, I love him, but I don't like him. He gonna come to me on Father's Day. You know you're not my favorite grandfather, right? I'm like, you're not my favorite grandson, asshole. He's an asshole. I'm gonna punch him right in the back of his head.
Keith taps his right hand.
Soon this hand gets better. He don't know, man. See, people, he don't realize that my speech, when I first had my stroke, man, my second stroke, when I first had it, man, I wasn't able to talk for 2 years. I'm lying, man. I'm fucking lying.
He points at an audience member. He presses a hand to his chest and frowns.
Y'all dumb little faces, well. Oh no, oh no. that's what y'all get with a fucking. Now my voice was fucked up, man. You know, my biggest challenge, being handicapped, my biggest challenge, man, is crossing that long-ass street with the light that has a countdown on it.
Keith shifts his weight and taps his hand over his heart.
"14 seconds, what the fuck? Don't you have a handicap 2 minutes? The cross guard comes, shoots a gun, wow, go! Oh shit, 14, 13, 12, ah!
He pretends to hustle across the street.
Asshole cars revving the engine, Now I'm gonna race with an old woman and a walker.
He scowls and looks to the side as he continues pretending to hustle.
10, 9.
He mimes elbowing someone.
Finally get across the street, just get hit by a city bike. What the fuck? Oh, y'all can laugh at me being hit by a city bike. When the homeless go. I was in London, man. Anybody from London? Yeah, fuck London. Summer lights in London count down from 7 seconds. That's his shit. 7, 6, 5, 4. Had to go back. Oh, shit.
Keith turns and walks in place.
I was in London for 2 weeks, only seen one side of London. I never crossed the street, come on, God damn it. When I had my first stroke, right, I remember running to my car to call my kid's mom, Tracy Rowe. My best friend, I called her. You know, but I did so much lying and cheating, she didn't believe shit I was saying. I'm like, I can't take you to dinner tonight. I'm having a stroke. If you're having a so-called stroke, FaceTime me. Let me see that shit.
Keith knits his brow and looks back and forth.
I had a call with Luke. Oh, look at me.
He mimes doing a video call with the right side of his mouth drooping and his eyes wide.
That's a true story, man, true. But here's how I got my second stroke, man. I flew from Newark, New Jersey to Arizona to get laid. First class. I'm not gonna have a stroking coach. The fuck out of here. What kind of animal am I? Like, you fly first class, you know, they give you all the drinks you want. You know what I mean? Never stop. No drink minimum, nothing. Bam. Boom. Slip, slop. Slip, slop was 15 drinks in. I'm drunk as shit. Yeah, I mean, time flew past. The pilot makes an announcement. 20 minutes left in the flight. Okay, I'm doing the math. 20 minutes left in the flight. 10 minutes to the girl's house. Total of 30 minutes. What takes 30 minutes to kick in?
Keith points into the crowd.
Answer me! Viagra, damn it. I popped the Viagra. Men, never take a Viagra on an airplane. I was fucked up, man. I was fucked up. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh shit. My vision was blurry, like, oh fuck. I got an Uber. I start passing in and out of consciousness.
His head droops.
I never panic.
He shakes his finger.
But I know I gotta make a decision.
He grins.
So I go over to the girl's house and get laid. So I go to the hospital and live. So I'm knocking on a girl's door, right?
Keith mimes knocking, his mouth and eyes wide.
She opened the door. I bust in there, take my clothes off real fast. I'm in a rush right now. I have to beat that stroke, you know what I mean? She's laying on the bed, butt-naked. I'm butt-naked. I'm walking towards her like the living dead.
He droops his mouth to the side and shuffles in place.
must complete the mission. My arm goes down. My leg goes down. Only thing still working.
Keith points toward his crotch.
I should make a commercial out of this shit. When everything is going down, Viagra stands strong.
He raises a fist.
Now, ladies, don't ever let me hear you say again in your lives. We enjoy sex just as much as you men. Bullshit. How many of you are willing to die for?
He looks around at the audience members.
Answer me!
He points to someone in the audience, then gestures from his eyes to them.
What have you ever sacrificed, lady? What have you ever sacrificed? Yeah, you. Would you lose your job for it? Of course not. President Bill Clinton. Sacrifice the most important job in the world for a slice.
Keith widens his eyes. He cracks up.
The only thing that got to me, man, is my son. My son cursed at me for the first time ever. I'm sitting in my house in a wheelchair. My son comes over. He was crying, man. Dad.
He bows his head and covers his mouth. He lifts his head and centers himself.
We almost lost you, Dad. We almost lost you. Oh, for some fucking pussy!
Keith covers his mouth and knits his brow.
And I looked up at him from my wheelchair. I'm like, son, are you gay? What the fuck?
He looks back and forth and turns his palm upward.
Of course that's what it's for. What the fuck? How you think you got here, asshole? I was in a hospital. The speech pathologist came in. You know what I mean? And the speech pathologist, her job is to see what you can remember. Long-term, short-term memory. But she thinks, or thought in her mind, the louder she talks, the more I would understand. She come in the room, hello? Hello?
Keith narrows his eyes and frowns.
What is your name? And I would fuck with her. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And you just sit there looking at me, oh shit, he's fucked up. And then she would get these long-ass word math problems. And she's all excitable. Are you ready?
He raises his eyebrows and points.
I'm laying in bed with a stroke. I can't be more ready. More. Here we go. Little Billy wants in the store.
Keith grins, then points and sticks his tongue out.
He has 16 marbles in one pocket, $32 in the other pocket, and he left the house with four fluffy puppies.
He waves his hand around with all four fingers held up. He wiggles his fingers. He moves his hand toward and away from his face.
Like, come on. On the way to the store, He stopped at his aunt's house. He gave her two of the fluffy puppies. He continued to the store. Unbeknownst to him, he had a hole in his pocket. He lost 7 of his marbles. What the fuck am I 4 years old gone? At the store, he spent $10.75.
Keith moves his fingers as if counting.
Oh, shit. He got another pack of 19 marbles. Fuck! All he got with the marbles, the fluffy puppies, and the chain, what did he bring home?
He puts his hand on his hip, his mouth hanging open.
I didn't know this shit before the stroke. What the fuck? But it, like, look, she's still adding shit up. What are you, a fucking teacher? What the fuck? Now, see, what he did is... It's a joke!
He looks off to his left.
Why are you explaining him? The what? Oh, shit. I just fucked up. All right. Why are you explaining her? No, not.
Keith gestures to himself. He holds his hand up, palm outward, and shakes his head.
My vision is back from my stroke.
He lifts his eyebrows and blinks. His brows contract as he looks into the audience.
Hey, little girl. I use my stroke for an excuse for everything. The cops stopped me from drinking and driving. Sir, have you been drinking and driving? I had a stroke. What the fuck is that alcohol on your breath? My medicine. Your medicine smells like Hennessy.
Keith raises his eyebrows and turns his palm upward. He grins.
Ah, God damn it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I remember when I went in the hospital, the pandemic was first starting. And y'all remember when the pandemic first started? I know black folks, we thought at first COVID didn't affect us. We didn't think COVID affected us. We were having block parties.
He moves his shoulder up and down and shifts his arm around.
We don't get no COVID. That shit lasts for 2 hours. I remember CNN, Jake Tapper came on. Breaking news, more black people die of COVID than anybody else. What the fuck? Why do we always get the worst of this shit? More black people die of cancer. More black people die of diabetes. More black people die from mountain climbing. Wait a minute.
Keith looks around and puts his hand on his hip. He frowns and narrows his eyes.
We don't mountain climb. Yeah, but when you do, you die. Like, I was in the hospital for 2 months. 2 solid months, man. Right in the heat of the pandemic. And you know, when a pandemic hit, your family couldn't come to the hospital with you. So I was by myself with me and the nurses. Any nurses here?
Keith looks to his left. He shakes his head.
The nurses treating me like shit. All those hoes are not heroes.
He cracks up.
They left blood samples on my food tray. Yeah, I'm out. Fuck this. Defund the nurses.
Keith grins and puts a hand to his chest. He looks to his left.
Well, except her. No, man, I got jumped by a pack of nurses. They fucking jumped me. I went in the room, like I was falling a lot in the hospital, I'm falling, and they start measuring my head. Like, what the fuck, yo, man? Well, we gonna put a helmet on you.
Keith's mouth hangs open. He wags his finger.
I'm not wearing no damn helmet. You gonna wear a helmet. I'm not wearing a helmet. I mean, how can I harass the nurses with a fucking helmet on? You know how dumb that shit look, hey, man?
He sticks out his tongue and holds out his hand.
Make dumb helmet, stickers all around it, like... She like, you won't wear the damn helmet. I'm not wearing a helmet. Matter of fact, take me to the bathroom. And she gonna throw me a bedpan. A small-ass bedpan. You seen them. Why don't you just give me an ashtray? What the fuck? Matter of fact, give me the helmet. I shit in the helmet. So I just threw the bedpan back and but I had a stroke. I ain't had much strength. So she just caught the bedpan in there.
Keith mimes catching something with a bored expression.
And she gonna tell me, I don't give a shit if you poop yourself. You better not get out of the damn bed. I'm like, oh shit. She slammed the door, bam! I'm stuck by myself in my own thoughts. I'm like, what the fuck? Who's she talking to? I'm from South Philly. I don't even know what that meant, but it felt good saying. And when you're in a brain injury unit, they always keep a camera on you. All the time, they're watching you, keep a camera on you. You know what I mean? So I look right at the camera.
Keith snarls and points forcefully. He mouths something. He gestures beside his head.
And I put my hospital socks on. You know hospital socks? The kind with the sucking cups on the bottom. The Air Jordan of socks. And I put them on one by one.
Keith scowls and points. He grins and shakes his head.
I wanted to get off the bed. Soon my feet touched the floor. The alarm went off. Those bitches came running in with pepper spray and tasers. And I'm trying to haul ass like it's a lion. Oh, shit. 12. 11.
He shuffles in place, his eyes and mouth wide.
10. Some fast-ass Jamaican nurse ran me down. She was strong as shit. Had me in a full Nelson, my feet dangling in the air. I'm like, put me the fuck down, put me down. She put me down. But when you have a stroke, you get spasms in your leg, spasms. And my leg just kicked up in the air. End up kicking this Irish nurse right in the gut. Bam! And she said, oh, this motherfucker wanna fight. No, no, spasms, I got spasms. Fuck your spasms. And she threw a jab at me, you know what I mean? But I used the box, I just caught that shit, bam. She's swearing me, I slipped it, man.
Keith sticks out his tongue and jiggles his shoulder.
South Philly, bitch. But I celebrated too fast. Fucking Puerto Rican nurse was next. She came with a lot of movement, you know what I mean? Like Zab Judah, she was...
He moves his left arm up and down and scowls.
She faked with the right, hooked with the left. Knocked me the fuck out, man. Before I went out, I heard her say, South Bronx, motherfucker.
Keith closes his eyes and drops his chin to his chest. He nods.
Wait a minute. Y'all ain't supposed to applaud for that shit. I was out cold, man. I woke up, I was in the COVID section. With a helmet on, or what the fuck?
He grins and shifts his weight.
Now, they did put me in the COVID section, man. No lie, I ain't have no symptoms. No runny nose, no sore throat, no coughs. I think they put me there for bad behavior. And the COVID section was like dark, in a dungeon almost. They run me through the corridors and all that shit. The ceiling was leaking water. A guy was playing the organ.
Keith widens his eyes and mimes playing an organ.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And they had a big 70-inch TV with CNN on. And at that time, CNN was showing the death count. And you see the clicker, clink, clink. I'm like, oh, fuck. I see my name. I know. I'm here.
He waves his hand overhead.
They put me in the room, locked the door, man. And that was the worst days of my life, man. It was horrible, you know what I mean? And none, I mean none, of the NOCs came to see me or anything. Nurses of color. And there were four black nurses, I'll never forget, outside my door, talking. I'm not going there with that nigga, he got COVID. I'm like, what the fuck? I can hear y'all. Well, I'm gonna tell you what, thank God for the white Make America Great Again nurses.
Keith lifts his eyebrows and looks back and forth.
They didn't give a fuck about COVID. They can't walk into my room, no mask on.
He mimes walking jauntily.
Coughing, sneezing. I got nervous. I put my mask on.
He mimes putting on a mask.
They snatched my mask off. Get his fucking mask on. Kiss me on my lips. That COVID section is a bitch, man. It is. Because the nurses tell you, because your family can't come in, they say they show you outside. When your family can only come and see you if something seriously happened to you, they can see you through the window. I can't imagine. What the fuck? I'm sitting there ready to go. I see my family give me...
Keith gives a thumbs up and sticks out his tongue. He points.
What the fuck is that? Well, man, I did my time in a COVID section honorably. 10 toes down. All right, 7 toes. I had a stroke and, all right, fuck it. You know what I mean? I was an honorable guy, ain't snitching on nurses. No, when you're leaving the hospital, you know what I mean? You're leaving the hospital, it's like leaving the penitentiary. They give you all your shit in a plastic bag. And the head nurse was admonishing me. Don't come back to this place.
Keith stares ahead with raised eyebrows. He shakes his head. He points.
You better not come back here. I'm like, I'm not coming back. I want to do better. Little asshole Puerto Rican, is that motherfucker going straight to Popeyes? Hey, man, thanks so much.
Keith waves to the crowd. He presses his hand to his chest. He raises his hand, palm outward, and grins. Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written by Dakota Green. Voiced by Sri Gordon. Credits written and performed by Keith Robinson. Directed by Marcus Russell Price. Executive producers Keith Robinson, Amy Schumer, Daniel Powell, Alex Bach. Produced by Molly McMillan. Director of photography Jason Vandermeer. Lighting designer Mark Janowitz. Edited by Reuter. Last Fight 215. Written and performed by James Darrell Robinson Jr. Credits continue. In black and white footage, a large crowd gathers around Keith, who smiles and holds up a peace sign. Many of them point to him. A woman moves to the front of the crowd and sticks out her tongue. Text appears. To all the nurses that treated me well, from all the hospitals that kicked me out. Copyright 2024, Keith Robinson. A human organ wears sunglasses and speaks.
It's so easy.
Logo, Irony Point.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.